getting closer to the start of training camp, and we're getting everyone prepared with the top 10 storylines. With Andrew Mason, Phil Milani, I'm Chris Hall. Thanks for watching. And one thing that I think everyone's going to be paying attention to, not just in Denver, but across the NFL, is how does Peyton Manning follow up what he did last season? We all got a chance to watch it up close. It was something else. It had never been done before, what Peyton Manning in this offense, along with Adam Gase, were able to do. Can it be done again, Andrew? How does Peyton follow up the season last year? Again, we're not talking about the overarching goal, winning a Super Bowl. Peyton Manning himself, as what he was able to accomplish on the field, the records he set, what his legacy will mean once he's done playing. Andrew, how do you follow up what he did last year?
Well, theoretically, I suppose you can. I mean, he could have even better numbers. But realistically, you can't worry about that. And I don't think Peyton Manning's worried about that. I think, you know, what he's looking for this year is another very productive season for him and the team. But also, I think he's looking to continue getting stronger. One thing that you've heard from a lot of receivers, you know, throughout the OTAs is that his arm is stronger now than it was last year. And, of course, it's stronger last year than it was the year before, coming off the multiple neck surgeries he had in Indianapolis. I think, you know, if there's going to be a follow-up, it's that maybe he's got a few more throws in his arsenal, particularly downfield, than he had the last couple of years, just because he's continuing to regain the strength in that right arm.
Well, Mace, something that it always looks like is that Manning makes it look easy out there and that it's no big deal to put up these kind of numbers. But really, I mean, he says it sometimes. It's like, hey, you forget. These guys are out there practicing. They're working hard at it. And, yeah, sure, you bring in a guy like Emmanuel Sanders, you think, like, hey, the numbers won't dip off. But I don't know if it's possible to do what Peyton did last year.
I think that's something that he does really well, is he won't let the big picture determine how he's working on a day-to-day basis when he's at Dove Valley. Before he left the Vienna minicamp, he even said, look, guys, we're focusing on the now. Luke Richardson tells us to focus on the now. Do now well, and it builds and builds and builds and builds. And all season long, all off-season long, pardon me, that's he continued to drive that home. And these are all small steps in the process getting into that next step, training camp. When they put pads on, he'll actually get to throw against some defenders at real speed as his team starts to get ready for the Indianapolis Colts in week one. We got more storylines left as we get you ready for Andrew. For Phil, thanks for watching. You can find all these storylines on DenverBroncos.com.